Welcome to Honest Money, your best guide to financial freedom. I'm Warren Ingram, the author of a few best-selling books, and I'm also an award-winning financial planner, and I've helped thousands of people on their journey to financial freedom. I'm not here to tell you what to do, but I am here to share my experience and the best ideas that I've learned, and I hope these ideas help you on your journey to financial freedom. So every guest gets put on the couch at the end, and we ask you to reflect on everything that you've learned over your business career and your working time. And if you could meet Rory at age 18 or age 21, what would be the one thing that you would like to tell him?
So the most important thing for me, Warren, was I would say to myself, go find a good mentor. I realize now, running the business that I run, that I want to be the boss that I never had. Right? I really worked for some idiots in my life. I look back and I think, I learned nothing from these guys, right? But at a stage of about 30, I met a gentleman, Fred Platt, who's the CEO of the Accenturate Group. And sitting down and being able to share information with him and have a look at him as a role model, you know, understand what he achieved in his life and say, how did you do it? And he was just so open, you know, and wanted to see me do well. He spoke me into doing an MBA, you know, and I spent 3 years slaving to try and get through an MBA. And from there, we had finance qualifications and stuff. But the reality is I would have said to my 18-year-old self, don't look at the bosses. Don't look at the people you're working with. Maybe learn from them, but go and find a mentor. Go and find somebody you can sit and have a cup of coffee with and have a conversation with and say, I don't know. You know, help me answer some questions. Tell me how you did it. Because these business leaders will share their stories with you and they'll share their little nuggets with you.
Charles, and I thought I'd like to find out, what's the one piece of advice you would give the 19-year-old version of yourself, knowing what you know today?
Read more books. And don't spend more than you earn, and look for investment opportunity that will give you exceptional returns. But also be careful of scams, because like the old saying say, when it's too good to be true, it normally is. And I burned my fingers with bad scams. Well, not bad scams, but I bought stock in certain companies that just went haywire because I didn't know better. So that's what I'll tell my 20-year-old self.
If there is one thing you would want someone to know by the end of this show, what is that one piece of advice that you'd love to give?
I think the biggest one is, don't be afraid of SARS. The thing is, SARS, all SARS expects of you is taxpayer honesty. So and what you declare to SARS, as long as what you declare to SARS is for you, that's correct, and SARS comes back and they don't have issues with you, then you're fine. Because I think there's a lot of things in mainstream media with SARS where they make SARS feel like this big monster that's after everybody, and you're going to go to jail, and you're going to get fined. But it's all scary talk, you know. It's SARS isn't this, you know, they're not the jailer. That's not their job. Yes, people do get jailed. Yes, people do get fined. But that's if you've stepped so far out of the line. Just be compliant and, yeah, don't be afraid of SARS. Don't be afraid of dealing with them.
Yeah, and if you're a dodgy person practicing corruption for the last decade or two, you should be very scared of SARS, and I hope you go to jail. So my last question, which I'm going to ask you to give us a short answer, Opie, is if there's one lesson you could give yourself, if you went back to your 21-year-old self, knowing what you know today about business, what would that be?
Jeez, Warren, that's a difficult question.
that's my job.
I think it's to just ask for help to start. Ask for help for somebody to give you money to start. I was afraid to ask. I had a lot of business ideas, and I was afraid to ask people that I knew could either link me up with somebody that can support or somebody that could give me the resources. I was afraid to ask for that. I thought it was not in my culture, but I was strong. I was confident to ask about a job, but I wasn't confident to ask about, hey, give me 20,000 to start a business. So I think if I was 21 years old, I'd tell myself, listen, ask for help. And be confident about it.
If you, with knowing what you know today and the experience that you've built up so far in business and in life, if you had to go back to talk to your 21-year-old self, what would be the one lesson you would want to give the 21-year-old where you're starting out in the world of business?
I would definitely say save more. And obviously this is pre-COVID era, so that I could really just explore all of these communities across the world and how they are engaging in entrepreneurship. Because I think, you know, as much as we're doing that now online, and I love to travel prior COVID, as much as we're doing that online and still connecting and still have that connection, that it's, you know, just being with people and shadowing companies. And prior to starting my business, I was managing an innovation lab for Thomson Reuters. And it's a multinational, so it's in multiple countries. And I think I would have really loved to use that opportunity to just work from a different office every few months across the globe and learn from them.
So Mashudu, we're burning through time like I burn through money. And so I want to ask you, you know, knowing what you know today and the lessons you've learned, what would you say if you were able to meet your 18-year-old self? What would be the one kind of lesson you'd love to impart?
So I think the biggest thing would be to stay true to yourself and be as patient as possible into actually realizing what that best version of that self is, right? So stay true to yourself at the beginning because you think you know who you are, but stay really, really, really patient in the process to becoming the best version of what that is and make space for that to really evolve, right? So if you start off so I started off trying to study accounting, really, really tried to do it, then tried to study economics, really, really tried to do it. But every time, I just couldn't get through with it because I realized like the truest self of who I was an entrepreneur and trying to build things, create things, put things out into the world, build communities, connect people. Those were the things that were really who I was. So it really took a process of patience and a process of like constantly, consciously working on who I want to become to actually realize that end point. And I think that unfortunately, the world has very little room for failure. But if you can find ways to really, really expand what that is, I really, really hope that you can.
If you were to meet your 21-year-old self now, and you could, with the benefit of your experience that you've had to date, what would be the one thing you would want to tell yourself or teach yourself at that age?
Sure, there's a lot, but I'm going to hone it down to one lesson maybe. And that would be live and let live. In other words, allow other people to have their fun, but have your fun as well. And don't take yourself so seriously because nobody else does. Have fun. That's maybe the one thing I'll teach the younger self, because I was very, you know, everything in life for me at that stage was cast in stone. Nothing had to change because then I'm mortified for the day. If you told me you're meeting me at 10 and you're 10 minutes late, my whole day is upside down. You know what? It's okay. Live and let live. A breeze. Have fun. Smell the flowers. Have fun.
If you could meet your 21-year-old self now, what would be the one tip that you would want to give yourself at that age? And don't tell me it's buy income protection.
That's a great question. My 21-year-old self, financially, I would say start saving, actually. I think a lot of people actually leave retirement planning until way too late. So the sooner, the better. Don't get into debt. Put some money away, and of course, put in place income protection. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Can't help yourself. If you were able to speak to the 20-year-old version of yourself today, knowing all the things that you've learned so far, what's the one lesson you would like to teach yourself, the younger version of yourself, about business?
I would say financial literacy, number one. You need financial literacy, because for you to understand how the ecosystem of business functions, you need to understand how money operates, how to generate money, how to invest money, how to reinvest money into the business. I think that would be number one. And number two, it's personal development. Continuously, you need to read. You need to develop yourself. Whatever that you don't understand, try to improve yourself on that. And the third one, I would say teamwork. All the time, be a team player within your organization, within your customers, within your everywhere. Just be a team player and always never get to a point where you say, I know. Because once you reach that point where you say, I know, that's your downfall. Because that's where now arrogance is going to kick in. That's where now pride is going to kick in. You won't be listening to your customers anymore because now you have that attitude of saying, I know I can do this. I don't need anyone to coach me. I don't need anyone to tell me. So if you can focus only on those key points and all the time, be positive. Whatever that you see, be it negative, just try to be positive all the time. Then you'll be fine.
You know, if you had to look back now to Andile as he was about to leave university and start out, knowing what you know today, what would be the one lesson you would want to tell yourself about business or about entrepreneurship?
Sure. It's a big one. I mean, I think, you know, coming from a formal education system, you know, things are not really given, but, you know, the path is laid up in front of you and you just have to check those boxes moving forward. Moving into entrepreneurship, you know, there's no boxes, there's no path. When you close your eyes, the business is sleeping. So I wish he knew that a bit earlier. You know, he probably would have done a few things differently. And but still, you know, we do understand that you are who you are because of the choices that you have taken.
Thank you for listening to Honest Money. If you have any questions, you're welcome to reach out to me on Twitter. My handle is @WarrenIngram. Don't forget to subscribe. We're on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Chat soon.